Hello and welcome. And thank you for joining us again today. This is your host, Brother T. Glad to be back with you. And I'm joined again this morning with my beautiful wife, Reverend A. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're excited to be back with you for another episode of The Best Hour here on blogtalkradio.com. You can find us at blogtalkradio.com/coursemastery. You can also do a search there for The Best Hour. And you can also find us on our website, truthought.org, where you'll learn more about our spiritual community and the work we're doing there on YouTube and other places. Today we're going to be studying lesson 92, which is not a review. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. But before we begin, we're going to join together for a moment of silence. We're going to take a good deep breath to center ourselves and join in this vibration of the heart space at this higher level of consciousness together as a community. And we're with you wherever you are, whenever you do this work. We are in this vibration with you. This vibration and our connection is always available. So let's take that good deep breath. Miracles are seen in light and strength are one. The idea for today is an extension of the previous one, and you do not think of light in terms of strength and darkness in terms of weakness. This is because your idea of what seeing means is tied up with the body and its eyes and brain. This is why you believe that you can change what you see by putting little bits of glass or other clear material before your eyes, held in a frame or placed against the eye.
These are among the many magical beliefs that come from the conviction that you are a body and the body's eyes can see. You also believe the body's brain can think. If you but understood the nature of thought, you could but laugh at this insane idea. It is as if you thought you held the match that lights the sun and gives it all its warmth, or that you had the universe imprisoned in your hand, securely bound until you let it go. Yet this is no more foolish than to believe that the body's eyes can see and brain can think.
It is God's strength in you that is the light in which you see, as it is his mind with which you think. His strength denies your weakness. It is your weakness that sees through the body's eyes, peering about in darkness to behold the likeness of itself, the small, the weak, the sickly, and the dying, those in need, the helpless and afraid, the sad, the poor, the starving, and the joyless. These are seen through eyes which cannot see and cannot bless.
Strength overlooks these things by seeing past appearances. It keeps its steady gaze upon the light that lies beyond them. It unites with light of which it is a part. It sees itself. It brings the light in which your self appears. In darkness, you perceive a self that is not there.
Strength is a truth about you. Weakness is an idol, falsely worshipped and adored, that strength may be dispelled and darkness rule, where God appointed that there should be light. Strength comes from truth and shines with light its source has given it. Weakness reflects the darkness of its maker. It is sick and looks on sickness, which is like itself.
Truth is a savior and can only will for happiness and peace for everyone. It gives its strength to everyone who asks in limitless supply. It sees that lack in anyone would be a lack in all, and so it gives its light that all may see and benefit as one. Its strength is shared that it may bring to all the miracle in which they will unite in purpose and forgiveness and in love.
Weakness, which looks in darkness, cannot see a purpose in forgiveness and in love. It sees all others different from itself and nothing in the world that it would share. It judges and condemns, but does not love. In darkness it remains to hide itself and dream that it is strong and conquering, a victor over limitations that but grow in darkness to enormous size. It fears and it attacks and hates itself, and darkness covers everything it sees, leaving its dreams as fearful as itself. No miracles are here, but only hate. It separates itself from what it sees, while light and strength perceive themselves as one.
The light of strength is not the light you see. It does not change and flicker and go out. It does not shift from night to day and back to darkness till the morning comes again. The light of strength is constant, sure as love, forever glad to give itself away, because it cannot give but to itself. No one can ask in vain to share its sight, and none who enter its abode can leave without a miracle before their eyes and strength and light abiding in their heart.
The strength in you will offer you the light and guide your seeing, so you do not dwell on idle shadows that the body's eyes provide for self-deception. Strength and light unite in you, and where they meet, your true self stands ready to embrace you as its own. Such is the meeting place we try today to find and rest in, for the peace of God is where your true self, God's son, God's child, is waiting now to meet itself again and be as one.
Let us give 20 minutes twice today to join this meeting. Let yourself be brought unto your true self. Its strength will be the light in which the gift of sight is given you. Leave then the dark a little while today, and we will practice seeing in the light, closing the body's eyes, and asking truth to show us how to find the meeting place of self in true self, where light and strength are one.
Morning and evening, we will practice thus. After the morning meeting, we will use the day in preparation for the time at night when we will meet again in hope and trust. Let us repeat as often as we can the idea for today and recognize that we are being introduced to sight and led away from darkness to the light where only miracles can be perceived. Miracles are seen in light, and light and strength are one. And so it is. Again, let's join together for a brief moment of silence. Let's take another good deep breath here. I remember somewhere along in my study and work with students in A Course in Miracles that someone had, you know, expressed their experience of A Course in Miracles as that it was difficult to read because it had a lot of dark ink. And that dark ink, you know, to me stands out as an example in this lesson where he says it fears, it's talking about the limit, he's talking about the ego, of course. He's saying that it sees all others different from itself and nothing in the world that it would share. It judges and condemns, but does not love. In darkness, it remains to hide itself and dreams that it is strong and conquering, a victor over limitations, but that only grow in darkness to enormous size. It fears, it attacks, it hates itself, and darkness covers everything it sees, leaving its dreams as fearful. No miracles are here, only hate. That's difficult to imagine that that's really how the ego operates, because the ego is what we have claimed as our identity. And so clearly, you know, we need to be loving with ourselves through this teaching. These are the points where I find that students find resistance to the teaching. But we have to look at the ego in the light of truth. We have to see the truth of what it is, that it is nothing as of God. It is our creation of an imagination of separation, and we've created a thought system. We, you and I, brother and sister, we've created a thought system that is the opposite of what is real. And so it's only a dream, much like a nightmare. And we can't look too far that we could argue that point and say, yes, we've all had nightmarish experiences. And sometimes it seems like we're winning. Sometimes it seems like we are, you know, getting on with our life and things are working the way we want to, and we can be happy for this day. And then the next day arises, and lo and behold, we're dealing with another disaster of one kind or another. It's because it's all an illusion. It's a construct that's made in the reversal of the true thought system of God. And as we've talked lately, the laws of God are very simple, you know, and they're all based on in love. And the laws of the ego are, it's a never-ending list of laws because it's all about limitation. God's laws are all about freedom. So in reading this lesson, and the fact that we are 3 months into this workbook lesson this year, as you've been following along, Jesus believes, in presenting this material at this level, is that this doesn't frighten you away now, that you've begun to have some sense of there's an availability of certainty of understanding this new language and not being dissuaded or distracted or, you know, crippled, literally handicapped, if you will, by fearful thoughts that maybe this is an evil teaching or something like that, because it makes us look at ourselves. We need to see the contrast. And the reason we need to see it is because the ego is so subtle in its ability to trip us up and its ability to keep us imprisoned in that self-made prison that we've created. Miracles are seen in light, and that light and strength are one, and that light and strength are truth, the truth of who and what we are. And that is just flings the door open of this self-made prison. And it shows us the opportunity to return home to the safety, to the certainty, to the perfection of who and what we are. Yes, we are not bodies. We're having that experience. We don't have to hate the body. That's not what this is about. Hate is what the ego's about. But in the Holy Spirit, which is nothing more than your right mind, my right mind, it's calling us to embrace this ego self. And I like to say it in terms of, it's like it's in this little house, the house of illusion, that's living. It's like a room within the, if you will, or a little house that exists within the house of truth. The house of truth is limitless. And so we don't hate the ego, even though we can see its confusion and we can see its darkness. And we could call it evil, but it has no power. It has none whatsoever. As soon as we withdraw our attention and awareness from it. But to have this contrast, I think, is really important. And I'm grateful that Jesus is bringing this out now at this point of our work in the workbook lessons and sharing with us that we have a choice. We have a very clear choice. We have a foundation now about understanding of forgiveness. We've had some understanding of humility, and we understand now, and we're beginning to understand, that we are not alone, that we are joined in a relationship that's always available to us. And so today, we're upping the ante, and we're going to be practicing 20 minutes twice today to be joined and to be communicated, to begin this dialogue with that higher self. And that comes forth from our heart space. So wholeheartedness, joining in heart and mind, we go forth today with new hope of seeing ourselves in a new way, if we have not yet already been able to do that from the previous work we've done.
Thank you, Brother T. I think it's interesting because the very paragraph that you read aloud just now, I had to read this lesson, I think, 3 times, and every time it was like I zoned out on paragraph 7, which is the one that you read. And I had to keep going back and read it really slowly. There was something in me that just was like, didn't want to read it. And when I finally went back and like made myself pay attention and really read it, it was like, wow, you know, very dramatic. And so any time that I'm feeling, he uses the word hate a lot, and you called it a house of illusion. I'm going to call it the house of hatred. Let's just, you know, we don't like that word. We don't like that word a lot. And yet, you know, we might catch ourselves using it like, I hate this, or I hate that, or I hate you even, you know. And most of us are evolved enough perhaps to have eliminated that word, but our grievances are a symbol of truly that. It is a symbol of hatred. Yeah. And it is a symbol of, you know, what this talks about. It pretends to be a victor over limitation, but grows in darkness to enormous size. And I could only think of, you know, being a little child thinking that shadows were monsters. And do we not grow up? And there are a lot of things that we don't want to read or that we don't want to look at that seem like a monster. And as we keep them submerged in our subconsciousness, in the house of hatred that's perhaps, you know, locked away there, that it still lives. And that this course and where we're at right now is saying we can't see in darkness at all. We cannot see miracles or experiencing them at all in darkness or in the shadows. It is really we are in Holy Week 2021 right now. And this is the crucifixion of a thought system of hatred and a thought system of separation. And make no mistake that this thought system of hatred is really about self-hatred. We might want to project it onto others, but really the return to love that A Course in Miracles is and that this lesson is speaking of is the return of self to true self, which when we spoke the words true self, it was a capital S self. So it's small self to true self. It's the integration. It's the coming home. It's the return to love of the fragmented otherness that we hold about ourselves. And yes, we project it onto the world, but it's really about ourselves. And so this lesson to me is like the crucifixion of a thought system and a resurrection, the promise of the resurrection of a unified thought system of love, of light, and of strength. It's not fickle. It's not going to change up on us. It doesn't rise and set with like the sun, like the light that the body's eye sees. It's constant light. And strength is ever available, you know, for us. And that this lesson, that in that light and that strength, is the truth about us. And it leads to a reconciliation. It leads to a reintegration of self with self, a true return to love. I love the instruction that we leave then the dark a little while today and we will practice seeing in the light, closing the body's eyes and asking truth to show us how to find the meeting place of self and true self, capital S self, where light and strength are one, and they must be one because they've never really truly been separated. That was the dream. That is the dream. And in this lesson, it is really saying that truth is our savior. And that's what I love, that we're true thought.
Yeah.
That we are true thought. Truth is your savior. and can only will for happiness and peace for everyone. So as you read this lesson, notice that light and strength are all about sharing, and that the darkness and the fear and the hatred is about limitation and keeping small, but puffing itself up and hoarding. And so we can't share that. So we give it. We give this light and this strength. We allow it to shine, and the miracles that we see in the light are miracles that when we experience them, we experience it for all, which is scripturally and metaphorically and metaphysically how and why Jesus could be the way, the light, and
the life.
And the life, the way, the life, the light, the love, all of that, why that is the pathway. But that pathway is being asked by us. When we receive this miracle in the light, we receive it for all, and we share it for all. The Holy Spirit doesn't give to only one. It gives to all. And so that's how we then, through truth, become the saviors of the world. It's a fantastic lesson. And so it's a joyful 20 minutes twice a day. We're upping the ante, as Brother T said, but you know what? We are ready for it. And when we approach it with that commitment that I'm going to do this today, I commit to this, we signal to all the brotherhood, all the sisterhood, the sonship, the collective, that we're ready. And look out. You might sit there and think, nothing's happening. Something's happening. Something's happening.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Hey, well, thank you for sharing. And that's the other thing, too, is that even though we can look at this and say, there's dark ink or whatever, that's just so that we can see the contrast, because there's always a good message in A Course in Miracles. If you really get what it's teaching you, it's giving you the truth about your own omnipotence, omniscience, omnipresence, and unlimited dimensional, ability to be joined in union and relationship with all that is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. But we are the ones who have, put ourselves in this little box. And so we need to see that so that we can begin to step out of it and rejoin our mind, reclaim our mind, our identity, capital I identity, and capital D divinity. And so the Holy Spirit is holding our identity in trust, our divinity in trust, while we play this game. But it's time to back
out. Play it no more.
Play it no more.
Yeah, exactly. It's a new day.
It's a new day indeed. Thank you, Mighty Companion, for being with us. You are dearly loved. God bless you. Stay the course.
Forgive us our illusions, Father, and help us to accept our true relationship with you, in which there are no illusions and where none can ever enter. Our holiness is yours. What can there be in us that needs forgiveness when yours is perfect? The sleep of forgetfulness is only the unwillingness to remember your forgiveness and your love. Let us not wander into temptation, for the temptation of the Son of God is not your will. And let us receive only what you have given, and accept but this into the minds which you created and which you love. Amen.
I send my love over the mountains. I send sea, I say.